When my husband and I agreed to go on this camping trip with you and your wife, I was admittedly nervous. I've been a good friend of your wife's at work for a couple years now, but we've only met a handful of times. Still, every time we meet, I feel an electric connection to you. Something that can't easily be described with words. Something that makes me afraid of what I might do with you, if given the opportunity. We rented the cabin in the mountains together, the four of us heading up one weekend for what was sure to be a relaxing vacation, but I couldn't help feeling tense. My stomach fluttered every time we brushed hands. My face blushed whenever we would accidentally be in each other's way. It felt like high school flirtation, which made it all the more wrong, since our spouses were close by, oblivious to the undercurrent of passion that existed between us. My opportunity to act finally came one night. We had been relaxing around the fireplace, drinking and laughing, our spouses sipping a bit more wine that we cared for. Our eyes kept meeting across the room, and although we were snuggled against our significant others, I could feel the heat in your gaze. The laughter eventually died down, and we all decided to call it a night. My husband and your wife were practically falling asleep from all the strong wine they had went through. So we helped them to their respective rooms. As we were leaving the hallway, our eyes met one last time with meaning. The lights of the little cabin extinguished, and we settled in to sleep. I lay awake, staring at the ceiling and listening to my husband's measured breaths get slower and slower. Then I gently slipped from underneath the sheets and crept out of the room. I tiptoed down the hallway, wearing only a cotton lace-trimmed tank top and lace cheeky panties. I entered your room quietly, the full moon flooding the cabin with silver light, and saw you lying on your side, your back turned to your sleeping wife. My fingers grazed your bare arm, and your eyes shut open, surprise quickly fading to recognition and understanding of my intentions. I curled my finger, beckoning you to come with me, as I backed toward the door. You glanced back to your wife one last time, and gingerly slid out of the bed. Once we were both in the hallway, my pent-up passion for you couldn't contain itself any longer, and I pulled you against me as I leaned back against the wall, reaching up and kissing you deeply on the lips as your arms wrapped around my trim lower back. I could feel a sense of urgency in your body, a bulge already apparent under your thin cotton boxers. You finally pulled away from my lips, leaving me quivering and wanting more, and motioned with your eyes to the loft at the top of the cabin. I nodded and followed you, my heart racing in anticipation of what was to come. In my mind, I knew this was wrong on so many levels, but there was an undeniable desire I felt for you that could no longer be ignored. We reached the loft, and again locked into a passionate embrace, your kisses wandering from my lips to my neck as you slipped the thin cotton top over my breasts and head. My nipples brushed your chest and our bodies crushed together again. The new warmth of our nakedness making our kisses and embraces even more urgent. I eventually leaned away from you, sitting back on the smooth sheets of the bed and pulling you towards me. You leaned forward, still kissing me passionately as I slid your boxers off of your body and onto the floor. Your cock stood erect in the pale moonlight, engorged and twitching, and I didn't hesitate to take it in my hand, gently licking along the bottom of the shaft, and then taking it in my mouth completely. My head slowly worked back and forth, my tongue making swirling motions around your tip, and I could tell from the look on your face that you were seeing stars. You ran both of your hands through my long flowing hair and pulled my head gently towards you, setting the pace of my strokes with the slightest of pressure. I could tell you wanted to cry out, to moan with pleasure as my lips wrapped around you completely. But you remained silent, letting your expressions and caresses communicate your satisfaction. Finally, you pulled my head back, gazing into my eyes as you kissed me once more, and then leaned me back on the bed. Your body hovered over me for a moment, and I couldn't tell if you were admiring my form or trying to figure out where to start. You placed your hand firmly on the small of my back, pulling me up as you bent over my body and kissed my neck, gently at first and then becoming more intense. Your lips grazed down to my breasts, and I felt your warm mouth suddenly engulf my erect nipple, flicking it with your tongue and then sucking hard, sending waves of pleasure through my body. You gave equal treatment to the other breast before once again running your lips down my body, kissing down my waist, my navel, my hip, and onto my lower abdomen. You briefly paused to pull my lace panties off my hips with both hands, bringing my legs together and slipping them over my feet. You spread my legs again, admiring my waxed pussy, and I was practically dripping with anticipation of what would come next. You lowered your head into position, starting where you left off with gentle kisses, then began to lick my already moist lips with broad, powerful strokes. Waves of pleasure rolled over my body, and my thighs clenched around your head as I pulled it closer to me, not quite as gently as you did with mine. You moved to my clitoris, flicking it with rapid movements of your tongue, and now it was my turn to restrain myself from crying out. By the time you finished, I could feel the heat of my body totally overcoming the cool mountain air in the room, and I could almost feel the blood pulsing through your body as well. You rose up, briefly standing over me and drinking in my nude form once again, and then you climbed into the bed as I slid back onto the soft pillows. You gently spread my legs and positioned yourself carefully, guiding your still erect cock to my glistening lips, rubbing the head over my clit a few times before gently inserting the tip between my folds. You looked up, gazing into my eyes and reading my expression as you slowly but powerfully slid your first thrust home. My head involuntarily jerked back, your rigid form filling me completely. Sending a wave of ecstasy like nothing I had ever felt flowing over my body. You repeated your first thrust again, and I could see you were experiencing the tight, wet warmth of my pussy wrapping around your cock. You kept your thrusts slow and powerful, savoring every sensation as you pushed into me again and again. Slowly, your movements began to pick up in intensity and speed, but still keeping the strength of the very first thrust. My nails gouged the wood of the headboard as you firmly grasped my hips with your strong hands and thrust hard into me again and again. I felt your hands graze over my body, grasping my breasts, caressing my neck, seeming to be everywhere at once. But I didn't care. I was delirious with pleasure, and all I could focus on was your hard cock entering me ever more rapidly. I could feel you begin to swell inside me, to grow even larger than I thought possible, and I knew you were close. The powerful thrusts of your engorged cock were pushing me to the peak of my pleasure as well, and the look of pure ecstasy on my face transitioned to one of focus as I locked my eyes to yours and grasped your firm buttocks with my hands and legs. The look on your face was one of confident, primal ownership. For this moment, I was yours, no one else's. As I pulled you faster and deeper into me, your thrusts became almost frantic, and for a moment I left my body as the most intense sensation of pleasure and warmth erupted from my pussy and ran like a lightning bolt up my spine. My back arched, and a somewhat silent whisper scream escaped my lips as I was pushed over the edge by your powerful thrusts. Oh, my body shuddered, and I felt my pussy contract around your cock, pulsing and gripping it, urging it to share in this moment. Seconds later, it did, and I felt an explosion of warmth inside me, your cock driving deeper than ever before with each spurt. And I know it was all you could do to restrain yourself from releasing a bestial roar into the night. As our bodies relaxed from the climax of our passion, you pushed into me one more time, my pussy nursing the last bit of cum from your shaft. And we once again kissed passionately, this time less urgently. You gently pulled yourself from me, and I at once felt both a profound emptiness and a warm crawl in my quivering pussy. As you lay back in bed, I caressed your body and placed my head on your chest, listening to your heartbeat decelerate. The heat from our bodies was still palpable, but the tension had dissipated. The unbidden desire we had felt for one another was at last temporarily sated. How long would it last? How long before the memory of that night turned from a pleasant dream into a drug-like craving that only you could satisfy? I would have to see. But I can say for sure that I would never regret the sensations, the emotions, or the pure love I experienced that night.